It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. And on Monday, a new law called the Trust Act was signed in Illinois.
We live in a diverse region, a diverse state, and every person living here deserves our protection. We have a special message for immigrants today. We want you to report crimes. We don't want you to be hesitant to call the police if you need them.
That's Stephen Stelter with the Illinois Association of Chiefs of Police on Monday. And here's Republican Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner signing the Trust Act yesterday.
I asked leaders in law enforcement, should I veto this bill or sign this bill? They all said to me, Governor, this is a reasonable compromise.
That compromise the governor is talking about says state and local officials in Illinois do not have to comply with requests from federal immigration authorities to continue holding detainees suspected of being in the country illegally. Odette Youssef is a reporter for WBEZ in Chicago who's been following the Trust Act closely. She joins me now from Chicago. Odette, welcome.
Thank you.
What exactly does the Trust Act do?
The Trust Act is a pretty narrow piece of legislation. Basically, what it says is that local and state law enforcement will not comply with what are called administrative detainer requests. These are warrantless detentions of people who may be suspected of being here without papers. And these are requests that Immigration and Customs Enforcement sends to local law enforcement agencies, basically asking them to hold a person for an additional 48 hours so they can come and pick them up and try to determine whether they are here with papers or not. And basically what the Trust Act says is we're not going to comply unless there's a warrant.
So you say it's pretty narrow. What does this look like in the real world? Somebody's being held as a suspect, I don't know, in a shoplifting, and then the feds want 48 hours to get to that person.
That's right. So if the person's already in custody of law enforcement, ICE might, you know, request that they hold on to that person for 48 hours, even after they've already completed their time. But this also addresses concerns that individuals may have that if they have any type of interaction with law enforcement, whether that be because they've reported a crime or they're trying to cooperate as witnesses in a case or something like that, if they have any interaction with public safety officials, they don't want to feel scared that that could ultimately end up with them being detained on questions of whether they are unauthorized or not.
So was that an important part, Odette Youssef, of building support for this here? I mean, we heard Steve Stelter with the chiefs of police at the top there saying, we don't want you to be afraid to report crimes, to deal with police. That seems to be what he's talking about.
Yeah, that's the reason that it's called the Trust Act. The whole idea, I think, was to try to sort of bolster the idea that people, whether they're here legally or not, should be able to reach out to law enforcement and feel that they can trust them.
I mean, immigration can be so divisive, as I mentioned, and any bill in this country that basically says law enforcement back off, which is what this does to the feds here in Illinois, usually engenders a ton of controversy. But it seems like in Illinois, this coalition got it done fairly easily.
I wouldn't quite say that. You know, I think there were a few different sort of legs to the stool on which the support sort of came together to give Governor Rauner the cover that he really needed to support this bill. But it still wasn't easy to enlist the support of the various stakeholders. The interesting thing about the Trust Act is that it started as a more than 40-page long document. There were various other provisions relating to immigrants that were in there initially, such as creating so-called safe zones at schools and hospitals for undocumented immigrants. All of that had to be stripped out as part of this compromise so that ultimately what they ended up with was just this very narrow provision relating to these warrantless detainer requests.
Odette Youssef with WBEZ in Chicago. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.